Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I say welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's about to go down. Sorry y'all missed me on Sunday, but y'all got me today. On this lovely Wednesday afternoon, it's now April 24th, and we about to get it cracking. Got some big news for you. We got players on the move in the NFL. People filed for divorce. I got it all. But those who knew who are new to Drug Sports Live, we got music on the way. And I found this artist while scouring YouTube and, well, not YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm always finding these artists. So we're going to start out with Inu. Say my name again on Drug Sports Live. Let's get it cracking like now. And then we're going to talk about this baseball.
Amazing vibration.
Welcome, welcome, you ladies and gentlemen. Apparently my camera decided it wanna fall, but welcome. Oh, camera falling again. Look at that. Don't wanna stay. Alright, let's get it cracking. So it's not looking too good for our White Sox. White Sox are really struggling right now. Can't seem to catch a break. They are currently sitting at 3-20. Now, if you're a person like me, I'm a fan of both Cubs and White Sox. So, since the White Sox are losing, I'm going to the North side. I'm going to check them out. Like, they play again against the Twins at 6:40 today. But, yeah, it's not. White Sox ain't been pleasing me how they should. And they've been struggling as well, too. Even though you had Eloy Jimenez launch a 3-run jack for the White Sox, but it's like, we're 3-20. 23 games in, we're 3-20. Looking at the rest of the standings. Oh, not good. Not good at all. Definitely not good, because, yeah, it's just struggling. So, we on the brink of having a lost season. Now, on the other hand, Cubs are currently in second in the NL Central, sitting at 14-9. They last 10 games, they are 7-3. So it's like, okay. White Sox is on a rebuilding stage. Cubs are too, but they're doing better with theirs. So we're going to see how it plays out. But Cubs do take on the Astros later on today, who are sitting in 7-17 right now as well. The team that's better than us is the Rockies, and they always been kind of horrible to me, at least from looking at record standard points and stuff like that, going by that. They always been kind of horrible to me, but hey, it is what it is. Now, Cubs did lose Kyle Hendricks and Bellinger. They exit the win early, but Kyle Hendricks is on IL with a back injury, back tightness and stuff like that. He had lower back pain. Drew Smalley is also on IL with a hip injury, and Bellinger with his rib. So it's like, it's going to be some call-ups. I can already see it now. Definitely going to be some call-ups. Dave Roberts believes Shohei Ohtani could be even better with more plate discipline, with runners in scoring position, and like expanding his game a little bit more. Ohtani hits his 176th career home run on Sunday, surpassing Hideki Masui for most in Major League Baseball among players born in Japan. And then he added another on Tuesday in their 4-win against Washington. That was a 450-foot solo shot that went to the second deck in the right field. So they working, they're gaining, they're looking good too. So hey, keep doing you. Johnny Carretto agrees to a minor league deal with the Texas Ranger. His goal, with a goal of participating in his 17th major league season, veteran right hand Johnny is in the deal with the World Series Texas Rangers. Now he's 38. And he's trying to pitch in the major leagues for his fourth organization in four seasons, six overall. He made 13 appearances, 10 starts for the Miami Marlins last season, 25 appearances for the White Sox in 2022. Finished the last of the six seasons with San Francisco Giants in 2021. So, boom. He's at a career 144 wins with 111 losses. And he got a 3.50 ERA. So, hey. Do what you gotta do, bro. Do what you gotta do. Matt Scherzer to pitch in AAA, first start since surgery. He's gonna make a minor league rehab start later on today, which will be the first game action for the 39-year-old since back surgery during the offseason. So he might be returning back soon. Diamondbacks placed Merrill Kelly on the fifth day IL list with right shoulder strain. And we also had Pirates third baseman Keith Brian Hayes hurt his back with back tightness, so he was a late scratch. Rangers pitcher Jack Lambert struggles in debut, but the Rangers still get that win. He's also the son of Al Lettner, the number two draft pick in 2021 was Jack. I love when you have sons of Hall of Famers. I love when you have, you know, sons of athletes. Even if that athlete is on a different sport, I love when you have your kids in sports. It's a good thing. Justin Verlander had made his season debut. He probably will be in action today against the Cubs. Welcome back to the big leagues. Brewers place Christian Yelich on IL with a lower back strain. Got a lot of strains happening, a lot of shoulder injuries, stuff like that. Sometimes it's how you dive. Sometimes it's how you come up. But, yeah. It's definitely kind of crazy. Mike Trout hits his first leadoff home run since 2012, and the Angels had defeated the Orioles 7-4 on Tuesday night, snapping a 5-game losing streak. So he was leading off the first time since 2012 that he hit a home run. Good. Sometimes you get jewels and gems like that. You never know what you got, especially in the world of baseball. You don't know. Don't know at all. Don't know what's going down. Don't know how it would be. But we got more games coming on today. Arizona taking on St. Louis later on today. And then you got the New York Mets taking on San Francisco. Baltimore Orioles taking on the Angels, who, gotta say, they're sitting nicely this season. They're sitting second in the East. The Guardians sitting first in the Central. Ooh. But Marlins struggling again. The NL Central going to be the close race. down the wire because all them teams got double-digit wins. And then I think the A's just personally, honestly, I think they boycotted their, you know, they're not trying to win games because they about to move. So they doing that for the fans. At least that's what I think. I could be wrong, though. It's always good to be wrong sometimes. Can't be right every time. But definitely think they are suffocating. I think they are doing the best they can. It's just not clicking on the right way. But that's what's going on with that. And we're going to give y'all some more music on the way. I got Young Chris Pressure here on Dragon Sports Live. Check it out, y'all.
Devil try to press us when it's on. I know he's fed up, can't do no better. Even when I'm weak, got me feeling strong. You try me now, I go another round, and another round, and another round. Your promises, how can I leave you? No, this feels like common sense. When I'm with you, yeah, I can get through, yeah. And I ain't with all of that passive aggressive. I can slide if you mess me. He's got mercy for ya, but don't take it lightly. This feels like a fight of our lives, and I'm a fighter, dog. I wouldn't lie to ya, you know the vibes, yeah. And it's only one thing that is on my mind. About the one who gave his life. And when I come through, they know what I'm gonna do. Pressure, I'm applying pressure. Devil try to press us when it's on. I know he's fed up, can't do no better. Even when I'm weak, got me feeling strong. You try me now, I go another round, and another round, and another round. No restrictions when I fly. They gon' see the payoff over time. Cause pressure makes a diamond, of course. Know that I'm shining, cause I know the source. And I know when I pray, there's blessings on the way. My God sends me confirmation. And it's only one thing that is on my mind. About the one who gave his life. And when I come through, they know what I'm gonna do. Pressure, I'm applying pressure. Devil try to press us when it's on. I know he's fed up, can't do no better. Even when I'm weak, got me feeling strong. You try me now, I go another round, another round, and another round, another round, and another round.
She moves just like water, like rain falling down. She's soft as the wind when she opens her mouth. She got eyes like stars, the moon for her heart. She glows through the night and illuminates the dark. But higher and higher, there's nowhere I wouldn't go. On barbed wire to get closer to you, would run through bonfires to show you my love's true, would give my life away to make sure you were safe. I'd walk on barbed wire, what's a little blood. All for love. She dances like fire. I'm melting for more. Burning desire down to my core. Got eyes like the stars, the moon for her heart. We swim across the ocean just to die at her door. But we're high. Walk on barbed wire to get closer to you. Run through bonfires to show you my love's true. Would give my life away to make sure you were safe. And walk on barbed wire, what's a little blood?
And welcome back to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. Those of you who are tuning in, I am Dante Payne, and you're listening and rocking to Dragon Sports Live. Now, all music that you hear on this show, not intended for copyright purposes or infringement, but intended to so you can know who that artist is. You can hear them. You can hear their music. And then you can go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts to catch Dragon Sports Live. You can even go on YouTube at Dragon Jump Productions. So be sure to check out Dragon Sports Live. And we are literally one day from the draft. And it's a special moment because as of yesterday, after 14 years forfeiting his Heisman Trophy, he finally gets reunited with it. Reggie Bush gets his Heisman Trophy back. The 2005 Heisman Trophy. So no longer would you see, when you look up the Heisman Trophy winners, an asterisk next to his name. You will get to see Reggie Bush at the Heisman ceremonies starting this year. So, which is a beautiful thing. You'll see him back in the commercials and stuff again too. Because now he has his trophy back. But it's because, you know, in a wake of significant NCAA sanctions for UFC, which included Bush receiving improper benefits during a Trojan's career, that span from 2003 to 2005? Well, part of that is return to Bush and Rutger to UFC. And he will be invited. Because all because of the name, image, and likeness stuff. So now that that's legalized and people are getting paid for that, why not give it back to him? Why do he should be banned? So, and you know, Reggie Bush said he would like to reunite. He's thrilled to reunite with fellow Heisman winners to be a part of the legacy of the Heisman Trophy. And he's honored to return to the Heisman family. This is what Bush said in a statement to ESPN. But, yeah, he gets it back. That's also thanks to Bush lobbying to get his trophy returned. Other Heisman winners like Johnny Manziel. And then Matt Leiner and Tim Brown, who all been outspoken about it. So thanks to those people who continue to fight for him. But now he gets his trophy back, so I'm happy for him on that. Good to see them. Hope him see him at the Heisman ceremonies going forward. Let's get it. LSU running back John Emery Jr. has entered the transfer portal. He entered the portal Tuesday as a graduate student. And Emery is ESPN's number 11 overall recruit in the 2019 class. He had 1,062 career rushing yards and 14 touchdowns with the Tigers, starting 5 games and appearing in 37. He saw most of his extensive action in 21 and 22, logging 75 and 76 carries, respectively. We got more transfer portal entries. Michigan State defensive tackle Derek Cameron enters the portal. He was the 10th player for Michigan State to enter the database since April 16th. So basically a scholarship player leaving that team, but he had 40 tackles in this past season with 3.5 tackles for a loss and 1.5 sacks in 12 games. He's a redshirt sophomore, so he played all 12 games during the 22 season as well. Had 30 tackles, 3 tackles, 2 for a loss. But he's the 7th defensive player to enter the portal for the Spartans this past week alone, with linebackers Maude Gioti, defensive lineman Simon Brarrow Jr., Andrew Dapapi, and defensive backs Eddie Pleasant, Sean Brown, and Marquis Lurie. Because they do got a new coach. New coach Jonathan Smith already added quite a few transfers in December. So, let's see what that goes. Iowa quarterback Deacon Hill enters transfer portal. He started most of last season after Cade McCarron's knee injury. But he'll enter. Cade McCann will be back this year. Enter Transportal now. He's a junior from San Barbara, California. And also Colorado, which is another blow to Coach Prime's team. Running back Dylan Edwards to enter the portal. Like I said, they continue their spring shuffle. Dylan Edwards was the team's leading rusher in 2023, and he's ranked number 140 in 23 ESPN 300 recruiting class. So he's there. Ooh, But his decision to enter the portal came right after running back Dylan Hayden after Colorado added running back from Ohio Dylan Hayden before redshirting last fall. That's what's going on with that. Ole Miss adds transfer running back Harry Paris Jr. to the fold after losing Quinshon Judkins to Ohio State. So that's what's going on those rankings. Draft day is one day away. Well, not even one day away. Hours away. We're about 12 hours, 14 hours away for the NFL draft. And that question that everybody's looming, who will the Bears take at number one if they decide to keep the number one pick? Are they going to take Caleb Williams? Are they going to go a different route? They need a quarterback. For sure. Are they going to do it? Are you going to... My only thing with Caleb Williams is the arrogance. It's like, I don't want to see you... I don't want to see you fail like Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen was kind of arrogant there, but then when NFL hit him and the difference, it was like he fell off the map and basically became a draft bust. And I don't want to see you fare that way. So if y'all get Caleb Williams, I'm going to need you to humble yourself, but put in that work. That's what I'm going to need you to do. And it's just me from as a fan of the game. I'm going to need you to humble yourself and then put in that work. Because we don't need Josh Rosen. And then we should have kept Justin Fields. I'm going to need y'all to handle that for sure. So definitely need to handle that. Speaking of Justin Fields, Steelers is not expected to pick up Justin Fields' option for a $25 million fifth-year option. But they might sign him a new deal. They might rework out something like that. But, you know, the Steelers does. Yeah, it's like they're not picking up the fifth-year option, so he a fourth-year. This is last year of rookie contract. The same thing with Trubisky went through. Picked it up, but ended up picking up somewhere as well. Because they have quarterback room where their top two players are playing on their final-year contracts. And that's basically Fields and Russell. So, we'll see, you know, what there is and what it does. Former pro running back Dalvin Cook settles a lawsuit with his ex-girlfriend who accused him of battery and false imprisonment in Minnesota home in November 20. A hearing was scheduled for Tuesday, had been canceled with the case closed and settled according to court documents. Boom, bada boom, bada boom. So we don't know, like I said, we don't know who's going to go. We have a feeling what they're going to go, but we just won't know until tomorrow for sure who they're going to pick. Colts had signed DeForest Buckner. They signed him to a two-year extension that's worth $46 million, keeping a defensive tackle with the Colts. And then Vikings T.J. Hockenson wants the NFL to look into the low hits. Because it's sad when you get hit low. So it's like look into the low hit because that's what caused him to be injured last year. And caused him to have multiple, like ACL and MCL tear and stuff as well. But they look into that and we'll see what comes out of it. Definitely we'll see what comes out of it because some room hits do be gruesome, but I kind of want to go back to those classic hits where you get hit by the freight train when Ray Lewis hit you, Ed Reed hit you. I want to go back to those hits. Brian Urlacher could come out of nowhere and hit you. That's one of the hits I want to go back to. Just straight on, you catch the ball, boom. Like that. CeeDee Lamb is likely to skip all-season program, which a lot of the all-season programs started this week and last week. Just because he's looking for a contract extension and he does work out. He'll work out on his own, so he's likely to skip the voluntary off-season program. Yeah, which is basically just lifts a few practices in there and meeting with team meetings and stuff like that, the facility. Not the mandatory thing yet. That'll start soon, but not yet. Dolphins will exercise fifth-year options on wide receiver Jalen Waddle as well as linebacker Jaleen Phillips. Well, Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle, J&J. Hey. Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins will play on the tag in for the 2024 season. Eagles extend Devontae Smith through 2028, worth $78 million on the day. And guard Cody Whitehair is following Luke Getsy to the Raiders. He agrees to a one-year deal with the Raiders, sending the guard there, and he's familiar with Luke Getsy's system because he was with the Bears. In the UFL, because I almost said XFL, United States Football League, San Antonio Brahmas kicker Donald D. LeHay, a.k.a. Destroying, suffers a neck injury and will miss the rest of the season. He suffered a neck injury trying to make a tackle on the play, and his season is done there, but he's known for famously kicking field goals all through social media, and he was in college and all that stuff too, as well as a kicker. So he's there. Hope for the best. Hopes he gets better, but got to take it one day at a time. Five players that were reinstated by the NFL last season for gambling violations. Commanders defensive end Shaq Tooney, free agent Rashard Berry, Quince Cephas, safety Moore, and Demetrius Taylor. But we also got the Eagles wide receiver Rodgers reinstated too from the game ban. So that's six players that was reinstated now. And hey, it is what it is. Let's see what goes of it, comes from it. We did have a trade too. The Broncos added Zach Wilson. I couldn't even think of his name. Yeah. So they traded him to the Broncos. And it was like the Jets thought they had that position locked up for more than a decade when they drafted Wilson. But nope. And they drafted him number two in 2021, traded him to the Broncos on Monday. Jets got pennies on the dollar. They will receive a six-round selection in tomorrow's draft. In addition, Wilson will get a seven-round pick, 256. And the Jets and Broncos are splitting $5.5 million to Wilson, which is due this season, each team paying $2.75 million apiece. Cool. So that trade means that only one of five quarterbacks selected in the first round in the 2021 draft remains with the original team, and that's Trevor Lawrence, who was picked number one by the Jaguars. Other four, Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, all have been traded, which is crazy. But unless the Broncos draft a quarterback, it's going to be Zach Wilson competing with Jarrett Stidham for the starting job. So let's see who wins with that, if they can get that. So, yeah. Definitely there. Browns wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown agrees to a four-year extension. He gets a four-year $120 million extension. The contract includes $77 million guaranteed. He was selected as first all-team pro last season, and he set career best with 119 catches, 1,515 yards, 10 touchdowns. The man deserved to get that bag. He deserved to get that bag. That's all I've got to say about that. He definitely deserved that. We also had a breakup. So, WNBA star and football star Darren Waller, they are calling it quits, filing for divorce, even though they just recently got married. Yeah, they filed for divorce on Tuesday. Plum is 29, Waller's there, and they married March 23 after dating for reportedly 1 year. So they called it quits after 1 year, basically. One and done. It is what it is. It happens to the best of them. But let's see more coming up. I got some more music here on Dragon Sports Live. Be sure to check it out. Because it's going down in the deal. Also got new music coming soon from Slick J Adams. Can't wait till that drop. And it's going to be exciting because I love listening to his music. I love listening to the what he can do with music and how he can cover the music. So can't wait. But we're going to take a quick music break. I'm going to grab me something to drink. And then we're going to talk about the WNBA draft, as well as more transfer. But this is Call Out Music, Grace.
Jesus, you took the pain and suffering for me. You cried from the clutch of sin and set me free. Oh, Jesus, and I.
Jesus, you took the pain and suffering for me.
Did it just for me, my Father. And you reached out and you grabbed me.
From the clutch of sin and set me free.
It's a beautiful exchange. Amazing.
It's amazing how you love me. In spite of my weakness, you leave me speechless.
It's your grace that makes me strong.
In spite of my weakness,
you leave me speechless. It's by your grace I'm alive today. It's by your grace I am where I am. It's by your grace that today I'm saved. Grace that will never give up on me. It's grace that will never give up on me. Mm-hmm.
I'm black, conservative rap, and I think for myself. No draft, but serve for my land, educated myself, and got diplomas and plaque, 3 degrees on the shelf. Sorry, I'm not sorry, mama taught me to be civil. Okay. Sorry, I'm not sorry, I made better life decisions. Okay. Sorry, I'm not sorry, I don't fit in with your stigma, and I'm not sorry, ain't another house. And you can't say I'm racist or hateful on skin pigment. No white supremacist, discriminant or a bigot.
No.
I can blame the system, for instance, and yell victim for all my situations. I guess that's my black privilege. Hey. And I can gather patriots, Trumpers, and all the Christians.
Yeah.
This little Nas, my people will surely listen.
Yeah.
They don't like Nike with Satan all in the stitching. He's kicking up all the mischief on YouTube to all your children. Yeah. So little Nas X, what? TMR, what about the bar?
I'm a G.I. Joe, went to war, got the battle star.
I just hope you know that if you go dissing they homie, they'll tell you to go control with your children watching the home, and on top of that say you hating, they'll say that you're homophobic.
This day in life ain't my focus, this holy war what I'm joining, they canceling all the truth and targeting all your youth. Battle for the soul, so sneakers I made them too.
Battle for the soul, so sneakers I made them too. Battle for the soul, so sneakers,
battle for the
soul, so sneakers, battle for the soul, so sneakers I made them too. Battle for the soul, so sneakers,
battle for the soul, so sneakers.
Thank you.
all make mistakes, we all got regrets, but that don't change, you keep on going till you reach success. Every day a different struggle, gotta pass the test. No more looking back, only looking for what's next. So we gon' cruise, and we gon' be aight. Everything is good, let's take a shot tonight. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right. I made a lot of mistakes, but that shit don't define me. I let the past be the past and put that shit behind me. Just accept it for what it is, cause there's no rewinding. I pray to God to protect me from these demons inside me. If you going through some shit, just know it ain't forever. There's beauty in the struggle, let it be your greatest pleasure. Cause through the ups and downs, they can only make you better. And fuck whoever talking about you, they can hate together. Nobody perfect, but happiness, man, we all deserve it. Only thing that matters, what's inside you, not what's on the surface. If you ain't heard it, well, let me tell you that you got a purpose. Let a motherfucker hate you, gotta be the bigger person. Start to smile more and live your life to the fullest. Focus on the good things and never stress the bullshit. Just be yourself, don't follow trends and stop doing the cool shit. It's time to make the right decisions and stop acting foolish. We all make mistakes, we all got regrets, but that don't change, you keep on going till you reach success. Every day a different struggle, gotta pass the test. No more looking back, only looking for what's next. So we gon' cruise, and we gon' be aight. Everything is good, let's take a shot tonight. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right. I'm the man I am today because of my decisions. I never thought I'd choose rapping, but that's just how I'm living. I used to be an athlete, but a nigga switched the vision. If you was hating from the jump, I bet you wish you did it. All these haters talking shit, but they don't ever try me. But if they ever need to see me, just know I ain't hiding. But I ain't tripping, let them talk, we just keep it moving. $1 million dreams, that's the motherfucking movement. They told me I was whack, now they listen to my music. So much bullshit in my life, but I don't never lose it. Cause they don't wanna see me win, so I gotta do it. And I ain't talking about guns and bitches, I'm talking true shit. That's something you don't really hear nowadays. Call a nigga soft if he shed a tear nowadays. He a failure of college and his career nowadays. All I mistakes, we all got regrets, but that don't change, you keep on going till you reach success. Every day a different struggle, gotta pass the test. No more looking back, only looking for what's next. So we gon' cruise, and we gon' be aight. Everything is good, let's take a shot tonight. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right. I was born in 96, I just turned 21. It's 2017, man, I'm trying to have some fun. I wanna sip my drink while my niggas pass the blunt. And we ain't sweating the cops, cause we ain't acting up. It's time to do it right, so we ain't tripping on the past. God forgave me for my sins, and he gave me a second chance. So I'ma keep it solid for my fam, and I'ma make this cash. Breaking with my niggas, cause you know this ain't gon' last. Life a roller coaster, take a chance and roll the dice. You gotta leave it to the man above and close your eyes. No matter what you're going through, it's still gon' be aight. You gotta just be thankful you breathing, my nigga, you alive. There's nothing better than being 6 feet above the ground. No matter how bad it is, happiness gon' come around. These people hated my music, but now they love the sound. That just shows you that you can turn nothing into something now. We all make mistakes, we all got regrets, but that don't change, you keep on going till you reach success. Every day a different struggle, gotta pass the test. No more looking back, only looking for what's next. So we gon' cruise, and we gon' be aight. Everything is good, let's take a shot tonight. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right. Middle fingers to the past, time to do it right.
Welcome back to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's a going down. So we just recently had the WNBA draft with Caitlin Clark going number one to the FIBA. So in top of that, Clark also is the first two-time winner of in the Sylvan Awards history. In signing with She's set to sign a new deal, $28 million deal, Nike deal. Also get a signature shoe. And like I said, drafted number one overall. And it's quite the process of this, because she was drafted. Fever tickets has been sold out. But then Cameron Brink going to the Sparks as well. And then Carmelo Cardozo, number three, from South Carolina, going to the Chicago Sky. Ricky Jackson going to going to the Sparks, and J.C. Sheldon is going to the Liberty. So it's like that going up, Angel Reese going 7 to the Sky. Just naming those top players. It's gonna be a good season. Now for the Sky, that's actually, I think both Reese and Cardoza is both good pickups. Cause one, the Sky was dead last in rebounding. Two, they didn't really get to the line that much. So the struggle been real. So I'm looking forward to see what that goes, how that goes. But Chicago made, I think they did a good turnaround because one, they went from having no picks to having 3 picks on the trades they made. So that's good on that front. Can't wait to see. Season kicks off. Well, yeah, season was started up May 3rd. You'll see Chicago Sky versus Minnesota and Indiana versus Dallas. Both of those games happening May 3rd. So, can't wait to check it out. Which is less, like, pretty much 2 weeks out. Epiphany Prince announced her retirement the other day. But she will join the front office for the New York Liberty just a day after retiring. She'll work as a director of personnel and community engagement. And she will serve on the basketball operations and staff, bringing that 14 years of WNBA experience to the franchise. Cool. Cool beans. The Sparks Storm game in Canada moved to May 4th due to potential NHL game 7. So they bumped that game up. So, yeah, they bumped that game, moved it up due to, like, in the playoffs, if it's a game 7, they've just bumped it up to the next day. So, we'll see what that goes. Former Michigan standout, Leah Felia transfers to Texas. Felia was a first-team All-Big Ten selection as a junior this past season, leading Wolverines in scoring with 16.8 points per game while adding 3.6 rebounds and 2 assists and 1 steal per game. So she's heading to Texas. And then ex-Green Bay player Kadarius taking the reins from longtime coach Brichette. So, Kayla Karras is returned to her alma mater to take over for Kevin Borsett, who retired 2 weeks ago. And Karras played for Green Bay from 2007 to 2011, when she was known as Kayla Tkachuk. She coached South Dakota the past 2 seasons and posted a 37-29 record, including a 23-13 mark this year that included the WNIT appearance. So heading back to your alma mater, I think it's good when you got former coaches going back to their alma mater. So hey, it is what it is. NCAA ratifies immediate eligibility for transfers. So if they are within, as long as they meet academic requirements, after the association fast track legislation fall in line, they can play immediately. They don't have to wait or anything like that. So that's, you know, that's pretty cool. Player of the year, Zach Edey is entering the draft. So he will officially enter the draft, the top recruit senior. And we had top recruit Philan to decommit from Kansas University. So, NBA breaks 6 ties among 15 teams for the June 15th top. And Buffs, Williams likely live pick to enter the draft. Former Duke point guard Rhodes commits to Baylor. And Kentucky's also adding Baylor assistant Alvin Brooks III to the staff at Kentucky. A significant move to land Scott Drew's top assistant. Boom. So that's what's going on with that. NBA, like I said, NBA broke 6 ties among 15 teams on Monday to determine the order of selection for the 2024 draft, which was held the 26th and 27th. It's going to be first time it's on a 2-day thing. The Hornets won the tiebreaker with Portland after both teams finished 21-61, tentatively sliding third and fourth, respectively, in the NBA draft order. Charlotte can finish no lower than 7th, and Portland could pick as low as 8th, depending on the results of the lottery on May 12th. So we'll see what that goes. Sacramento Kings won the tiebreaker over Golden State. And the Philadelphia 76ers would pick 16th, with the Lakers at 17th. Now that Lakers pick could be conveyed to the New Orleans Pelicans. Discretion, something that must be decided by June 1st. So that's what's going on with that. NBA's been kind of crazy because basically all the home teams up until yesterday, all the home teams have won. But Minnesota is crushing the Suns right now, leading them 2-0 right now. The Bucks and Pacers series is that's a good series. That was the first road team win. And then Dallas was the second road team win. Like I said, all the home teams had won thus far, but Dallas and Clippers, that's a 1-1 series tie. And Bucks and Pacers also tied 1-1. But, yeah, that's crazy because we got more basketball on Thursday. We got the 0-2 Sixers taking on the New York Knicks, which is not good. And then Lakers, yeah, it's not looking good for OB. Orlando, I give y'all big ups, but the Cleveland Cavaliers got more playoff experience. Most of you guys haven't been in the playoffs as far as Orlando. So we'll see what that is. And then Suns also lost Grayson Allen after re-injuring ankle. And in a chaotic sequence in the Knicks Sixers game, Maxey was fouled twice during that chaotic sequence, but was not called. They let him play on that. But Maxey also got the most improved player of the year. He edges out White as NBA's most improved. I definitely gave it to Kevin White, but since they're in the playoffs and the Bulls not, I figured the vote was going to be close, but not close enough. So, we'll see. But we got teams, so every team that's, you know, been eliminated, they are now focused on their players. Let's start with the Bulls. You got DeMar DeRozan, Patrick Williams, Lonzo Ball, Andre Drummond, Javonte Green, Torrey Craig, Harry Durrell, and Adoma Sagogo, who are going to be free agents. So, now they already expressed they wanted to bring back DeRozan and Drummond. But let's see what happens then. They do need front court depth and perimeter defenders. Bulls gave up the 7th fewest offensive rebounds and could lose Drummond in free agency, leaving a lone big on the roster is Vucevic. Chicago only allowed the 2nd most 3-pointers made by a team after February 8th. Which kind of sucks. But we'll see. But that's all I got that's going on right now. Stay tuned for another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and I'm signing off. Catch y'all on the next one. Yes, sir.